guys have been doing a great job already. You can tell they all have a great football IQ, you know, to be rookies coming in this thing. And like I said, it's just been fun watching them. It's been fun. My number one job is to be a great teammate, and that comes in all different shapes and forms. So my job is to be a great teammate and help out wherever I can right now. Right, it's different. It takes an immense amount of patience. You got to be patient, and within that patience, you got to find ways to get better every day. So it's been an interesting journey. You know, it's not over. Yeah, I got some more patience to display. And I'm having fun with it. I'm looking forward to being all the way out there. You know, I didn't leave last season, so I've been around these guys. It's not like I was gone and came back. So it's been the same atmosphere as it was last season with me being on the sideline during game time.
Physically, we always know. We know what you bring to the table. How does an injury like that play on your mind, like mentally? How does it affect you?
I think that, you know, what you got to do, you really have to be tedious in your rehab, because if you fix this and you fix that and you fix this, you're not really worried about when you get back out there. You know, it's the difference between confidence and cocky. If you're confident, it's because you equipped yourself with the things that make you confident. So I feel physically confident right now, instead of cocky, where it's like, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm gonna act like I'm fine. I feel confident right now in the way I feel. So it's a good feeling to have. I think anything that doesn't kill you, of course, it makes you stronger. We've all heard that. So, you know, instead of just letting that be a cliche saying, I really honed into that. And I say, okay, well, even though I felt like I was dying at one point in time, you know, I'm still breathing. You know, everything's gonna be all right. And, that's a song my grandma used to play a lot of. But, you know, you really just have to find ways to galvanize yourself and come back harder. And that's been my plan since day one, and I'm still on that track right now.